PFT Media.
To the silver anniversary episode, woo! Number 25 of Devils in the Details. Pedro Lima, Dan Perella, super producer Chris Crespo, broadcasting live from the Springwater Public's Die-In Studios here in Maine.
Here we are, we're the princes of the universe. Here we belong, fighting for survival. We've got to be.
As I look in the studio, I gotta ask you, when you place the pictures, do you have a theme in mind, or do you just place the pictures and they fall where they may?
I don't place the pictures.
Who does it?
Drew Sakag.
Drew does it.
This is mostly the work of Drew Sakag. And I've done things here and there. I've added some stickers, little touches. But the overall look, the feel of the room is thanks to Drew. I did have input on like how to hang up the framed pieces.
But
that's it. Is there a theme outside of Hollywood and movies and entertainment?
Do you guys put it over the, you cover it on top, or you remove it and tape it, or how does this go?
I think it's taped on.
It's taped on.
I think it's tape. I think it's like the blue double-sided painter's tape.
Yeah, I'm just surprised that it's you know how paper after a while it gets kind of like.
Sure. Yeah. I think you did it pretty tight. It's on there pretty well. I mean, it's been already a couple years now, so.
I
think the wall behind you, that one is maybe the paper's a little bit loose, but it's also there's also a layer of full-size movie posters that he then covered up. There is also kind of a sub-layer going on.
Got it.
Yeah, like that Pacific Rim thing, that's a full-size poster.
Okay.
You know, Lego Movie Next Set, full-size.
Let me ask you this.
Godzilla's a full-size poster.
Do you guys buy your posters, or do you guys get them for free from the movie theater? How does this work?
A lot of these posters are donated to us from listeners? Or some guests have come on. Samantha from the Semantics Podcast gave us some. We got that Ed Helms is from, who is that from? I think that was from Trey.
That's from?
The Sorby Jones Show. I think he brought that. His wife works in movie theaters or with movies or something.
Okay.
I forgot exactly. So it's a mixture of things. And then there's some things that I bought.
Because I want to start decorating my daughter wants to start putting movie posters and stuff like that.
Cool,
so every time we go see a movie in Fandango, it's like, oh, you got a free poster. It's like, oh, great. Yeah, just pay $7.99.
Well, for the shipping, yeah. And then it's a small poster, too. I have like six or seven of those.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not going to. Do you have any extra ones you want
to
get
not
rid
extra,
of?
Not extra, but I mean, I'll show you the ones that I have.
If you come across any extras that you don't want or anything like that.
I don't have any extras.
So these are the posters that you get from Fandango?
Yeah.
See, this is garbage right here. I'm sorry. I don't mean
that. Oh, wow.
But I'm just saying, like, I'm thinking movie posters. I'm thinking like...
Well, they say it's a mini poster. They put the dimensions on there. So yeah, it's not a full
poster.
But this
is something that I can print out and, like, I just get the... picture.
If you want to pay for the ink, yeah, it'll cost you more than $7 to print that out at a Kinko's.
If I go to Kinko's, really?
Yeah.
More than $7?
Yep.
$6.99, but it's right there.
Costs like 10 bucks.
Oh, really? I saw Ready Player One. I'll be honest with you. I like the book a lot better, and I hate to be that guy that the book is so much better, but...
you liked it more? Hey,
yeah.
That's your honest feeling. You like it more?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I'd like to pick your brain.
I like them different.
You like them different.
I like them differently. I enjoy the movie quite a bit, but it's definitely different from the book for sure.
Yeah.
Threw
me off. Because it's kind of, and I appreciate it because it's like, oh, I'm gonna expect this. Nope.
There were some things that was unexpected. The Shining sequence is the best thing.
Yeah,
that may be the best sequence in any movie I've seen this year. Just that one 7 minutes.
Right.
Five that minutes. Was pretty cool.
It's pretty short.
I haven't seen the movie yet.
Man, that scene.
What is wrong
there's a crazy
with you,
scene
man?
In the middle.
Are you okay? Is everything
I'm okay.
Okay?
I don't know.
Tired, busy.
You haven't seen Deadpool?
I haven't seen Deadpool. I need to. It's on the list.
I told you. I got the hookup and Fire Stick.
I know. And I got the link and everything. I just. I like the theater trips that I get to make.
It takes me 10 minutes to set it up.
Okay.
Like, I saw Infinity Gauntlet on the Fire Stick, and I saw it in the movie theater. I pay its respects. I go to the movie theater and watch it. But I'm like, hey, you know what? Let me see it one more time.
No, I should. I didn't have an interest in seeing Ready Player One for a
me
while.
Me neither. For some reason, I didn't have any interest in watching the movie. I'm glad I read the book beforehand, but it kind of like, I saw it.
The only reason is just because that's kind of my job already. Is mixing multiple genres.
So it's like I want to do something else.
Yeah, it's like, well, I don't want to see somebody with a better budget than me do it.
You don't got a Mechagodzilla.
Right. I don't got a Mechagodzilla. I don't have an Iron Giant or anything like that.
He's going to be like Key and Peele. He's going to write a badass like horror movie after this, because all his stuff is like, you know, is happy. Kind of like, can't be.
You got to go the opposite. Yeah.
We got a horror show coming up, actually.
Horror show?
For Spooky Empire in Orlando, we do an all-horror wrestling theme.
Ooh, how does that work?
It's pretty cool.
So just characters are the horror?
Yeah, you get like Freddy and Jason.
The Four Horsemen. Have Michael Myers.
Gotta have Michael Myers. We have Michael Myers.
It.
We got a Beetlejuice.
And It would be good, yeah.
Probably gonna have
Beetlejuice versus It.
Probably going to have a Candyman.
Candyman versus Calvin Candy from Django Unchained.
So we got a couple of people.
Oh, that'd be great! Oh, right there, Book City, baby. Who's this with the beast? I say, who is this?
Yeah, dude. Are you gonna have live special effects?
We're working on that right now. Yeah. We're getting, you know, a couple of
gore
sound effects we've been working on. Blood packets are easy enough to work on. The guy, you know,
you gotta rig at least one or two hands to come off her arms.
Is it like a Gallagher show?
One spot we're working on is the sleeping bag Jason spot. We definitely want that to happen.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It's gotta happen right against the ring post like that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Against the ring post. Yeah.
So we're gonna have a guy like climb under the ring pretending to get out of him, and then he pulls out this sleeping bag.
Can I tell you, hands down,
right?
Out of all the Jason killers, that one is my favorite.
That's everyone's favorite.
And the funniest.
Yeah, that's everyone's favorite.
Oh, it's so great.
Jason X, right? That's the space one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because it's the...
No, he didn't do it in...
Yeah, Jason, it was like right? the... Because that was a, like a... What was it? Simulation or yes. something like that? It was a simulation.
Yes, it was a simulation.
Wait,
so weird.
Was it Jason X?
So, yes.
I swear I saw that before.
That's also the one where he freezes, like, dry freezes a girl's face and then smashes it on the table. Oof. It's so weird how, like, some of the effects and things like that are kind of big, but then the rest of the movie is so cheap. It's like one of the cheaper Jason movies.
Yep.
It's pretty wild. But it's also probably the most fun and...
Because at that
Cyborg, unstoppable Jason in outer space. Just David Cronenberg shows up in the beginning as a scientist and gets killed right away. It's brilliant. It's a wonderful film.
Are you looking it up there?
Try to confirm you don't believe.
No. I'm just,
you don't believe the teacher and the movie guy about Jason X?
I believe you. I just got confirmation for it.
You got confirmation. Okay, cool. Okay, he believes us now after you got confirmation.
No, it's for Angel Rivera's birthday.
Oh, okay.
Oh, happy birthday. Yeah, happy 57th, Angel.
57? Yeah. He doesn't look a day under 64.
He's a Puerto Rican vampire.
He is a Puerto Rican vampire.
I would see that movie.
Puerto Rican vampire in Orlando.
You know, I almost bought. I was looking at flights to go to Puerto Rico this summer.
Yeah,
a little pricey.
Really?
Damn it, man!
Is it because of the lack of planes going in?
It's because of the amount of family members that I have.
Oh, you just be how many you gotta, you want to
send? Everyone. I don't mind coughing up $300, but when I gotta cough up $300 for the wife, $300 for my kids,
that's a lot. Yeah, sure.
That's a lot of money to go to Puerto Rico.
Round trip, baby.
It was, wow, really?
$175.
$175 for round trip?
No,
$175 there, $175 back.
All right, I guess, yeah. I
think about it. You're going to spend more money and gas driving from here to New York than going to a beautiful island.
Yeah, spend
my
less
parents went out there. They say it's not as bad as people make it sound.
Yeah, my aunt was out there about a month ago with her husband visiting.
Their spirit is high out there.
Oh, good.
Also, tourism is up this year.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of maybe just a lot of people feeling bad that the island got it so bad. So a lot of people are checking it out, and they're spending a lot of money in San Juan, which is cool.
And a lot of people are throwing this 4,465 number, which I know it's more than 64 people died in the hurricane.
Right.
But we cannot latch ourselves to a number
That is just a theory. Because when they release the real number, right? Then they're going to be like, oh, you see how they exaggerate? And then everything that comes after that.
What do you mean the real? They released the real number? What do you mean?
They, well, they're, they,
the government already released asking, the quote real number and it's 64, which is not true. So what, other number you, what other number are you waiting for?
Okay, so Harvard did, these students in Harvard did this little thing and they estimate,
estimate
around 4,464 people died.
But how long is it going to take then? I'm just saying, is there is the anyone even looking into the actual
there
number?
There is. Yes. They are demanding the government to release these numbers.
The government's not going to admit how many people died. Because the government's on the hook for every person, every family member who dies in a natural disaster, they pay funeral expenses. So it's cheaper for them to pay for 64 people than it is 5,700. Or if it's 5,000, or if it's 4,500, no matter if the number's lower.
Hey, but you know who the government is? The United States. Hey, jump in, motherfuckers.
Yep.
Mark that.
Yep.
But feel free to jump in. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. I'm pretty sure if the hurricane hit Nantucket, you guys would have been out there with your lobster.
Martha's Vineyard, yeah.
With your lobster lifesavers.
They're woefully unprepared for a hurricane.
Yeah. That's right. They're woefully unprepared for life.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they got mollycoddled those blue bloods.
They wouldn't know what to do in front of a 7-Eleven Slurpee machine.
Am I supposed to tell you?
Pull the handle. Where's the lobster roll? It's not coming out.
The lobster rolls. When I went to Cape Cod, when I was working in hotels, I got to do, what is it, the bacon and stuff like that? When they give you lobster, crab legs, potatoes. The
clam bake, right?
Clam bake.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Clam bake.
And,
Wait, what exactly is a clam bake? What do you mean?
You just put everything in a pot.
Everything in a pot.
Oh, that's like a when they did a crawfish. and then they just dump it on the table? Okay.
Uh-huh,
okay.
Yeah.
It's a lobster tail. It's wonderful. Okay, mermaid fin, whatever. Anything that's in the ocean.
We did that for a Super Bowl party. We did a whole clam bake. Remember that? So good. That one was good.
So good.
It was best. Thank you, Super Bowl.
Oh, New England keeps winning, so I keep having to reinvent the New England menu every single year.
You do the regional Super Bowl.
Well, think of it. Thank God you don't do a. There's not a Super Bowl with the NBA. It would have been 4 years of San Francisco and Cleveland food.
Right? Oh my God!
Burritos and chili. Oh boy!
Everything would have been off flambe.
You know what you need to do, honestly? Oh, but you don't like soccer.
I don't like soccer. I just don't follow
it. He just prefers American football.
I want to do a World Cup thing.
Let's do a World Cup.
All right. What we got next year, or is it this year?
This year, baby.
In Russia, right?
So
every game's gonna be at 3 a.m.
They start 9 a.m.
All right,
okay.
Let's find a couple of choice matches that we want to do.
Okay,
and we'll make up a whole thing.
All right, cool.
None of them will involve America.
Yeah. Argentina plays this weekend, so I get to watch. I'm so excited. It's the World Cup. That's when I go real fanboy.
That's cool.
Who are the main runners right now in the World Cup?
It's always the big dogs.
I'll tell you who the big dogs are, and I'll tell you how I root my system of rooting. So the big dogs is always going to be Germany.
Right.
It's going to be Brazil.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be
France.
France and
France
Spain.
Is a big dog now.
And
okay.
Spain.
They've been for a while.
I know they collapsed last time.
Yes.
Yeah, but they were there to collapse, though.
Yeah, okay. But when you got one guy bribing, showing porno videos of your ex and stuff like that. But okay, so this is how I root. I root for Argentina. Argentina is my team. I don't know how I became an Argentina fan.
Is it because of the coach?
No, Maradona.
Okay.
Maradona.
Maradona was the guy for me.
Isn't Messi also Argentina?
Argentina.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I remember watching when Argentina won the World Cup and falling in love watching soccer.
What was that, 1950?
1950. So then.
Yes.
This is how I root. I go Argentina, and then default to United States.
Of course.
If they're in.
But they're not in this year.
But if they're not in, I got Argentina.
Yeah, it sucks.
Then I go Mexico, because it's North America.
Sure,
North America.
Okay.
Then I go Spanish-speaking countries, not Spain.
Okay.
Okay.
Leave the colonizers for last on the bottom of the Espanol.
You've got a problem with Spain?
I don't count Spain.
Of all the Spanish, you're the colonizers of
ridiculous.
The bunch.
Ridiculous.
And I don't go with Brazil.
It's on Barcelona.
I don't go with Brazil.
Don't go with Brazil. Of course not.
Why? Two Portuguese for you?
So who's next?
So then, after all those Spanish teams are out for England.
Okay. Okay.
Because they National Anthem.
Right. Then
I go by the National Freddy, Anthem right, yeah. kind of thing.
Okay. So what's after England then? Canada? If you're going by National Anthem?
Well, I go North America, so Canada's not in. But if Canada was in.
If Canada's in, I would totally.
Canada's not a team, they don't get in the World Cup? Yeah. I guess I never really all thought
right.
about that.
So after England.
And then after England, that's when things get dicey.
Okay.
Okay.
Because then I like, I want to see what African countries out there.
If Ghana survives?
If Ghana, Senegal,
uh-huh.
Cameroon, Nigeria,
right.
stuff like that. I root for those princes and their scam emails.
Right.
But this year, I'm rooting for Sweden.
Okay.
Because of Zlatan.
Oh, yes.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic is hands down, to me, he is what a soccer player, video game superstar, like the arrogance and everything. And it's just, he's so cool about it. It's great.
Hmm.
It's fantastic. This guy is amazing.
Zlatan?
Zlatan Ibrahimovic. LA Galaxy brought him in from Manchester United.
Okay.
So
he's in the MLS
He's
now?
In the MLS now.
Oh, okay.
Takes out a full page on LA Times just to say, you're welcome.
Wow. Balls.
just you're welcome.
That's amazing.
That's it. A full page. First game in MLS. Hits a goal from like 40 yards away.
Wow.
Hits a game winner.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately
proven his worth.
Oh, the guy, you got to watch his interviews on YouTube and stuff like that, and Jimmy Kimmel and stuff like that. He's right. It's just
his. Is he younger?
No, he's in his 30s.
Okay.
But okay.
Because usually the older international superstars, that's when they get to the MLS, right? It's like almost their late career stuff.
He's in his 30s, and he had a bad knee injury. Quotes going cup, slot that he goes. There is no World Cup if there's no Zlatan.
That's awesome.
And his arrogance is great. It's not like Cristiano Ronaldo's arrogance that rub people the wrong way.
Right, yeah.
His arrogance is like, oh, this guy is
he's the comical. Rock.
He's more charming.
Like
about
rock
it.
Star.
Yeah.
He's the Rock. Oh my God, yeah. Like the Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's like a wrestler, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
So I'm excited for this Freddie Mercury biopic. I don't know why, because the guy looks just like Freddie Mercury.
Right.
Except he's too small.
That's it.
He's literally too small, which wouldn't be a problem in most cultures, but I saw someone point this out on Twitter. I was like, oh, that's interesting. Freddie Mercury was a daddy, and Rami Malek is a twink.
Ah, I see that.
Really?
Yeah, because Freddie Mercury is a bigger dude. Rami Malek is a smaller guy, so when it comes to sexual terms, Freddie Mercury's so tied into, obviously, the gay movement and all that, the gay agenda.
I like the rings. Yeah. So it's twink?
Yeah, Twink is a smaller
there's a
dude.
Daddy.
And then daddy's, yeah, older,
but
bigger.
But then there's a bear.
Then bears. We're the bears.
Like, don't
yeah.
we're the
Dan's
bear
a bit of a cubby.
Dan's a bear.
He's a kind of a cub otter.
No, Dan's a bear.
He's got the hair.
If you're a bear.
He's a little smaller, though.
Dan, little you guys are. Yeah, I'm a bear because
you're
I'm
for
big.
Sure.
You're a bear.
Yeah, yeah. But you guys are bears
I'm
because
bear.
You're.
We're thicker,
hairy.
Hairy.
Yeah.
But he's the smallest of the three of us. That's why I'm throwing him more into otter camp.
You're a cubby.
Right?
Cubby otter. Hey, you know what?
Daddy cup.
It's times mean? Like that when I wish I were gay. Because then I'd be cleaning up, man. With
oh, that poon mine. I started doing a ranking. I texted Dan this. I go, hey, Dan.
Oh, yeah.
Black people don't rock climb, right? That's the white only kind of thing.
Unless they're going for diamonds.
Oh, Jesus. That's true.
That's true. So then, oh, and I texted that to Angel this morning too, and I'm like, "Yeah, I gotta compile a list of white only
activities. Yeah. Rock climbing,
kayaking,
yes, whitewater rafting. Although I've done that, but with my white friends,
curling,
curling, yes, very Canadian.
Okay,
figure skating."
But that's the thing. I don't want to throw
international.
I don't want to throw the ice, the winter Olympic events, other than curling,
skydiving,
swimming.
I know a lot of Spanish people have done the skydiving.
Okay.
We don't have a lot of swimmers in the Olympics.
Spelunky?
Yeah, but that goes back to American, good old American racism and stopping, yeah, and stopping black people from swimming.
We don't have a lot of...
And Nigerians used to be, West Africans used to be amazing swimmers.
You check out a water polo team, how many black guys are in water
crew?
Polo
teams? Yeah, well, yeah, water yeah. polo, yeah.
Black people don't want to do crew.
Because that costs crew, money, because you need the, the access to the boats and to the pools and stuff.
I know where you're going with this. Black people don't want to do crew. Getting
flashbacks and stuff. Ancestor flashbacks. Can you get ancestor flashback?
No, I don't think you can get
past lives flashbacks.
Right. Yeah, be like, yo, I feel like, why am I so good at this?
Like,
it's in your genes.
I feel like I've been doing this three ways.
What's the spelunking?
Spelunking.
Is that just hiking? Cross country skiing.
Yeah.
Skiing in general.
But anything in snow, that's going to be mostly like ultimate frisbee.
Ultimate frisbee.
Foot golf.
Foot golf.
That's brand new.
And who starts these brand new ridiculous sports? Yes, who has the time to do that?
Foot golf, definitely. Disc golf.
Sure.
Disc golf.
Is that like ultimate frisbee? Yeah, it's similar enough.
No. Ultimate frisbee is
involving the tossing of a disc.
Yeah. Ultimate frisbee is football without the tackling
and the polo shirts.
Urban kickball leagues.
Yeah, I played in one of those.
Oh, well, then that throws it off.
I played one of those.
How many white people were you surrounded by? All the white people. Okay.
And they take kickball. So many bros.
Hey, bro.
And they take it so serious. A lot of backwards hats. Yeah.
And tie-dye shirts. Beer pong?
A lot of cut-off sleeves.
Yeah.
Beer pong's starting to become an international thing.
Is it? They sell ping pong balls in the beer aisle at Publix.
Yeah. That's... Okay.
25...
Is it there?
25th episode, Dan.
25th episode.
Can you believe it?
I am surprised we're going.
It's been a year. We've been doing this for a year.
Coming up on at the end of July will be 1 year.
Look at that.
Look at that, dude. 1 year.
I'm happy. I'm happy we've been consistent.
Pretty, quite consistent. I don't think we've missed the two episodes
a
month.
I've missed a few, but Pedro's always picked
it up. It's the most consistent.
Only two. You only missed two.
Yeah,
you missed.
Only two. Because the last one we did was Substitute 2.
Second episode we ever recorded because I was sick.
The second,
yeah, you were sick. Yeah, and then a few weeks ago,
yeah, obligatory. Kermit and Jose.
Right.
No, Kermit and Mike.
No. First Substitute show was Kermit and Jose.
Correct. Right. Yes.
Then I did a Substitute show
with Kermit and Mike.
With Kermit and Mike. Right. Yeah. Okay.
And that was just like last month or a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
So that's you've done 23 or 25.
Wow,
Professor. Yeah.
That's not bad.
That's not bad, dude. You need, you know, it's summertime, bro. You don't need to be teaching all the time. You can like lay back. Let's talk about your interest.
We talk about the wrestling all the time, though. Like, that's basically it, man. That's all I got.
That's it.
That's what I mean.
Cosplay.
I've got to write 7 wrestling shows for July. Man.
7?
Yeah, I got a 4-day weekend, and then we got a 3-day weekend. Two weeks later.
How far in are you in the writing?
I am working on day 2 of the 3rd weekend, so the 6th show, the 6th show I'm working on right now.
How long is each show?
2 hours.
And that, so, what does that consist of then? Are you writing...
I'm writing
the matches and the stuff in between?
I'm writing...
You can't write the stuff in between, right?
Well, you can...
The skits in between.
You can block it out.
We're doing certain things, like this has to happen.
This promo's happening. I write some of the backstage skits that we're going to start recording because we have projectors now, so we're going to do some, like, the stuff we talked about with that WrestleMania, like the...
Production value.
Yeah, really we're cool. upping that. So I've got the beginning skits, the intro skits to write... and then we've got the matches themselves. Mm-hmm. I determine who's in the match and obviously, you know, figure out the results of the match. Mm-hmm. What happens in between, that's...
Are you
that,
still doing...
You leave that totally up to them.
Are you still doing the same character?
I'm not doing Zap Brannigan anymore. No. We've cut that character for reasons.
What character you do?
I am now going to be doing Lord Business from the...
That's awesome. Like that up there, you have to hold the helmet.
Let me show you in production right now, my costume designer.
I love the Lego movie. Pedro, are you a fan?
Yes, dude. That movie choked me up.
Have you seen the teaser for the second one?
I just saw... I haven't seen it, but I saw the...
It's obviously they're parroting a bunch of things, but like the overall look of it, they're borrowing heavily from Mad Max Fury Road, which makes me very happy.
My costume designer, this is on her roommate, as far as she's painted it since, but this is where we've gotten to that.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I've bought 8-inch platform shoes as well.
You better practice on that.
Yeah, and I've got ankle braces too. I've got the Lego claw hands to walk. And I'm walking blocky
Dan,
too. I'm
gonna try. Dan, how many passes can you get me? I need four.
Well, you need four? I got four.
Okay.
I can get you four. That's fine.
I'm on vacation since we're not going to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, where will people be able to see this?
Fort Lauderdale is the first one, and then Raleigh, North Carolina is the second one.
But Fort Lauderdale was a lot of fun. Fort Lauderdale, that's when the Cobra Kai movie.
Oh, that's when you blew one. The,
that's when I ruined that guy's.
I call Florida Supercon the WrestleMania of cosplay.
But he was such a douche because he was just. He was talking very Shakespearean.
He was milking his moment.
And. Like, dude, say the effing line already.
He didn't understand really wrestling, what it is. You got to be, it's like Josh Petersdorf understood what wrestling was. He was quick, he was
that's, point. Is that the dude from
Roadhog?
Roadhog, yes, my daughter loved that dude.
From what?
Roadhog, the voice of Overwatch. Roadhog from the game Overwatch.
From the game Overwatch?
Oh, I don't know. I know of it, but I don't know.
This is why my daughter wants to go. The lady that plays Symmetra,
yes,
which is my favorite, it's Brianna's favorite character. It's going to be there. So Brianna really, really wants to go and meet her and stuff.
Yeah,
like
of course.
That.
We can get that.
And it's kind of cute. And I get kind of like, and I kind of check up because Brianna likes that character because the character identifies herself as autistic.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, my son has autism. And Brianna made that her favorite kind of thing and stuff like that. Dude, it hits me in the feels. Yeah. Oh, dude, like Coco.
Representation matters.
Remember me. It's like, oh, I remember. Oh, man, forget it.
I tell you my son did that to me.
He sang the song?
My little two-year-old. He was over at his grandparents. We were on the phone and everything like that. And he starts singing Remember Me. And we went back and forth with the lyrics, and he went full way. He babbles, and at the end he goes, "Remember me," like he ends it and everything. Like,
oh, dude,
he's got this little song that he likes.
Okay,
doing
so I see that. I see that look in the eye.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So when Jacob was growing up, I remember he started singing. We're going on a trip.
Little Einstein, yeah.
Little Einsteins,
yeah. Little Einsteins.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. So that song, and me, when he started singing, me and Lisa would be like, shut up, don't say anything, just get back. So that moment of, you know, Benedict singing, I can imagine you're like, I don't want to lose this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's cool. I remember when Jacob sang, and I have it somewhere. Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Nice.
And he's saying, and I have it somewhere recorded. I gotta somehow find it, but they have this cute little voice. These kids have a cute little voice, like with the twinkle twinkle. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's funny you say that, but then for some reason, this is just me, the sound of a chorus of children is like grating to my ears.
Oh yeah, because they don't have any tone.
Like, is that what it is?
Yeah, so it's a bunch of deaf people, you know.
Yeah,
tone deaf people yelling at each
other.
Like
that John Lennon "Christmas Time Is Here" song.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like anytime I hear a chorus of children, I want to claw my eyes out.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, it's rough.
Here's another thing. That I realize it's okay. Your kid is not that great. It's okay to.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay to admit that your seed is terrible.
Sure. my daughter did a presentation for... this was months ago. I should have talked about this a few episodes back. And
I'll cut it out and put it in that episode.
Do that, yeah. Bonus. Yeah. And I'm watching some kids. And listen, I know it's my kid. And everybody that knows me, if my kid is not good in a scene, I'm the first one to be like, yeah, that sucks.
Right.
Kind of thing. But Brianna kind of like killed it. But there were some kids there that were just horrible.
Oh, sure, yeah.
That I'm kind of like, man, I would get a refund from this program because either your kid is horrible or their teacher just did some bad casting decisions here and it just embarrassed your kid right in front.
Yeah.
So, It's okay to admit your kid's not all that great, and not all their projects are fantastic.
That may help. You can steer them towards a career in ditch digging. You know?
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. Early, get it done early.
Yeah. Underground discourage cables. College. Somebody got to those underground cables.
Yo, those cables got to go underground somehow. Uh-huh.
Someone's got
to
do it.
Hey, someone has to build the robots that are going to take our jobs.
Just fake it till you make it thing. Generation, stop. Stop it. Make it.
Yeah.
Just cut straight to making it.
Just make it.
Just make it?
Try and make it. Don't fake it. Try and make it.
I will. I'll take that under advisement.
Yeah. Don't fake it till you make it.
That's my life philosophy.
It annoys me. That's your philosophy?
Yeah. The faking? I've been doing that for years. It's been working. Look where I am now. I'm sitting here with you.
But I don't think you're faking it till you make it. I think it's genuine. But I've never seen you. But I've never gotten that impression. Like, it's because I see a lot of comics. That fake it to the
Oh, you are surrounded by fakers. Yeah.
Oh sure. My God. I mean,
there's nothing wrong with admitting that wasn't what you were supposed to do, man. Just walking away from it. Mm-hmm, it's easy enough.
Oh, I've done. Yeah.
Sure. And I've done
that was a mistake.
I've done plenty of entertainment things. That I was like, nope, this one isn't for me. Let's move on.
I walked around with a notebook for like a month, been like, I'm gonna write my 5 minutes of stand up comedy. And after a month,
did you want to do stand up?
Back in college, I was like, I think I could do this. And then I started writing jokes. And after a month, I was reading my jokes. I was like, I cannot. Do this. Wow. I'm not doing this.
Yep.
That's why I'm a podcaster. I can just say my jokes. I don't have to look at an audience.
I honestly did stand up on a few weeks back for a memorial for Spanky Brown, who passed away. And I have fun. I always have fun when I do stand up, but I just don't have that.
You don't have the drive.
I just
don't. Because you don't do it that often.
I don't, because I kind of like don't enjoy it anymore.
But you know what? You keep showing up over at Side Splitters in Tampa. Pedro, I'm not driving to Tampa to see
you. Yeah, I know.
Do another show here, please. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Goodness gracious. It's different. I used to, when I don't have anybody here that I kind of like enjoy being around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that group's kind of gone now.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That group is gone. Uh-huh. That group is gone. It's if I do a show, it's always with Ken.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed that, yes. You're yeah.
If Ken's doing a show or Carmen Morales is doing a show, I'll jump in.
Solid Orlando network. It was you and Carmen and Ken. There was
Nat.
There was Ricky Reyes.
Ricky Reyes, Patrick Garrity, Ian Gutowski.
Yeah.
And so these are a lot of people that have moved out of town. Because Carmen's gone, you know. Yeah.
Even had Tom Murphy, Darren Moore.
Darren Moore was my SEAL Team 6 guy. We would do the shittiest gigs out there. And I'll go with Darren because Darren would be the one. I don't care. Wow. Tom was different.
Tom was a dandy. Tom was a dandy.
Tom would have breakdowns.
Delicate flower.
Dude. And it's kind of like, damn, dude. Well, you're funny, dude.
Yeah, it's funny.
I want to punch you in the face. That's so funny.
Mike Allen and Trace Croswell. Those are another good two. Mike Allen.
Are all these people still doing comedy in other cities, or have some of them stopped?
For the most part, they're all still doing it.
Okay.
Ian kind of stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Mike kind of stopped, I think.
Okay.
Like, it's weird because saying stop.
Pat's all over the country.
Yeah, Pat, this is what Pat loves to do. But you can't stop comedy. That's the thing. You can stop doing stand-up, but you're... You can do comedy.
Well, I guess that's what I mean. Artists still doing stand-up. Yeah. Like, I know Carmen Morales. She went to L.A. to
further
her career.
She's doing great. She has a podcast of her own.
She's doing a little sitcom spots,
too. I Don't Like It, I think is the name of it.
Yeah.
It's a great name for a show.
That's the thing. I like having something to like an outlet.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy this. And I enjoy even, you know, the history stuff. There's something that then... always wanted to do, and I love the fact that this was something that you know, and there's people that like this. That's the part that's crazy to me.
Yeah,
that there are people that like this. Well, if there weren't, we wouldn't be doing this.
We need
more Apple podcast reviews.
People enjoy the show, and they come out of nowhere to tell me it's like. Yeah, I listen to the podcast. I said, you listen to the podcast?
Really?
It's like, yeah. Cool. It's like, dude, people from work, people where I work out, listen to it.
That's good.
And I'm like, yo, that's all right, cool.
We're going to have to make some stickers that you can then like palm off to them.
And I'm gonna have to. Share. I'm gonna have to tell them and be like, "Hey, can you just cut a hop on the
Twitter? Yes,
put it out there for us. Yeah,
it'd be yeah. Fantastic. Be upfront about it.
Yeah, it's so weird, man. It's.
I'm gonna get on my. I'm gonna get knuckle tattoos. It's gonna rate, review, right hand, subscribe on the left hand. It's gonna look like that. Rate, review, rate, R A T E R V R E V W, and then S U. I'll figure out subscribe on the other hand somehow.
Subs.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, subs, that's always been my biggest flaw is the self promotion. Even as a comic, I was horrible at it. I hated.
Oh doing yeah. No, he. He was the last person to ever. He would never put out a shirt. He would never put out a CD. He was
f-ing selling.
What about? Yeah, you never even
selling shirts.
You're right about like a recording an album. You never recorded anything.
I did.
I mean, you've been doing this for.
I did. Six, I had 75 a DVD. Years I had a DVD. This? I had a CD. Recorded and everything and sold it after shows because that's what I also thought that's want. What you
yeah, but
what you're supposed some, to do right
yeah and sure, yeah, it yeah, got yeah. to the point like, and then I started doing shirts and then I'm like man I'm buying these shirts and selling it and when I come back with it I still gotta put more money to get more like it do, wasn't
you
were, making
you weren't even breaking
it
even.
Wasn't making sense
right
no.
to me and then I kind of stopped and I'm like listen see me after the show, whatever. And people then, oh, do you have a CD? You got a DVD? You got this? You got that? You got shot glasses? You got? It's like, I'm not a Dollar Tree. Yeah. I just gave you what I have. But then Ken Miller was telling me that like, they want something from you.
Yeah.
They want something yeah. to remember you
because they like with, you. That's
and,
why
and stuff like that. So Preacher would do these stupid little bracelets and just be like, give me whatever you want to give me.
Bracelets are smart.
Yeah, it's super cheap.
Yeah, they're cheap. You can easily carry a Mike lot of Hurley, them.
Mike Hurley has the fire wallet.
What's a fire wallet?
It's a wallet.
It's a wallet that when you open.
Oh, like
it's
a magic trick? Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he sells them? Yeah. It's like his gimmick?
That's yeah. his thing. That's, selling firewalls. Yeah.
If I invite him on Cinema Crispy, so will he bring one?
That's of like, course yeah. he will. Right, on. Oh, of course.
I'm on. Make
you got $20, he'll bring it tonight.
I ain't trying to buy one. I'm trying to get
yeah,
one for free.
Yeah. No. The best one is Dave Williamson used to have these wedding rings that were beer openers.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool.
And it cost 20 cents.
From China.
From China.
Yeah.
And he would sell them for $5.
$5! I thought you were going to say like a dollar.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, got $5. Nice. Just, and people give $5 for it. Wow. Like, boom.
For $5, I'll get you a gross of them from China. From Jingzhou immediately.
Yeah, yeah. I get you. What's that website?
Amazon.com.
No, the other one. The Chinese Amazon.
Oh, Alibaba.
Alibaba. What you got to buy in pallets.
Really? Yeah. You have to? That's their thing?
Yeah, you can't buy just one.
It's like an online Costco.
Everything in China is in bulk. You know that.
Yeah, you can't buy one mask. You got to buy 20 masks.
Well, I bought this from China, but that was from some dude's apartment, probably.
You can buy a lot of things from China singly.
It's a boot. It's a bootleg poster. If you touch it, it's actually a weird cloth.
Yeah.
So you're a kid.
Yeah, you know, whatever they need. Whatever you want, they got it.
Dan, anything about you? Come on, open up. I feel like I opened up myself in this 25th episode.
Let's I think you've done a really, really good job yeah, on that, come man. Come on,
you open up. What's well, going
I
mean, on with you?
Honestly, like I said, it's...
Give me your fears. Give me your loves.
What's your phobias?
My phobias?
Yeah.
I'll start.
What do you like?
I don't know what it's what called, but no, I don't like snakes.
Okay, wait,
snakes,
let's not go that phobia. Deep. Let's go show-wise.
Let's show-wise.
What do you enjoy about this show?
I want to know that.
Give me, and then I want to know your focus. Okay.
Now this show, right? No, this show I like. I think this is my favorite show out of the ones we've done.
Oh, wow. You've done like 4 or 5 shows.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and I think it's because... It's a little bit more on track than all the others.
Yeah,
it has more of a point. Right.
But Fifth Base, you came as third mic.
Right, Fifth Base was third mic, which was a fun role. Don't get me wrong. I love
way way less pressure.
The voices and the voices we did like that was a lot of fun. But I always felt because you and Tom definitely were like the Maharajas of sport and knowledge, though. So I was kind of like I could throw in.
Yeah.
But it was never like I was teaching you guys anything.
And for people who don't know, assuming Fifth Base is a sports show.
It was supposed to be
supposed to be a sports show.
It's a sports show that we barely talk about
sports. Right. Okay.
So
that is, that in itself is a fun gimmick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's great.
If you just saw that. We're a sports show that barely talks about sports.
Yeah, it's fun. And it's funny because one of my favorite shows, the Dan Le Batard show, which Dan turned me into it. Yeah.
That's a 3-hour sports show. They never talk about sports.
They barely talk about sports.
He just bashes the local teams. Yeah, he does. And that's it. And then, you know, El Chupa was fun, but El Chupa was all over the place. Yeah. And
We didn't have consistency there.
Well, that El Chupa, which I had the pleasure of being on episode 80-something. That was a lot of fun. That was when we met.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that didn't have, like, if you were going to say, what's El Chupa podcast about? It's like, it's just dudes talking, right?
Yeah.
At least Fifth Base was like, it's a sports show where we barely talk about sports.
Yeah.
Chupa podcast, right. we just dudes.
We don't know what it is. Just like you don't know what the Chupacabra is. We don't know what this show
is. The Chupacabra is the goat sucker. What are you talking about?
Right.
Yeah. Chupa. But it kind of felt, that show kind of felt Cabra. Like it was the show and then other shows branch out of it.
What do you mean?
Okay, so this is going to sound arrogant, but I don't care.
No, do it, man. Don't listen.
All right, so we start the radio thing, the rampant
radio. Rampant Radio. Shouts Ivan Lopez.
And,
is he still alive?
And I don't know, dude. That's the thing. That's a serious question. That's
scary.
And I was one of the first shows. Well, I was the first show there. So
were you really before, yeah. Answer Pants?
Before and... yeah, well, okay. Because of me.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was about.
So that's what you mean. The other shows on Rampant Radio. That's how
they
got.
Okay, so it was me and Arnie. Mm-hmm. It was me, and I was bringing a guest every time, right? And then I felt like I needed a guest. And then Arnie was a guest.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I know, Arnie gets a show to do it, and they pair him with D. Russo, who is a guest at one of my episodes as well. And so then that became Arnie D. Russo and Ivan, and then I had the Chupa podcast, Ivan, and then whoever it was going to be. So then when that dismantled, that's when I was able to get Arnie back, because Arnie was going to be my co-host, but then he had that show. And then Jason Barnhart, which from Fifth Base.
Right. Did the
final way.
Did Answer Pants.
Yeah, did Answer Pants.
But then eventually he left that show, and then Steve Etchy, who was on that show, ended up becoming like the de facto host.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
And then he wanted to come back, and they wouldn't let him come back, but that's another story.
Oh, really?
but then what another thing there? Oh, yeah, there was these guys from Tennessee on Cry These Tears that I met through Facebook, and I got them in the network.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So kind of like, I feel like I was trying to get all these things. I was trying to build a network kind of thing. It was kind of fun.
The PFT Media type of thing.
Yeah, but it kind of like, what Ivan wanted to do and what I, like Ivan wanted to take down terrestrial radio.
Hey, and he had the video sub and the TVs.
It was a great setup.
The tiny little studio he had was amazing. It's like still one of the best at-home studios I've ever seen.
The ambition was, and I'm trying to scale him down. It's like, we can do our own kind of thing, but his ambition was way high and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, there's a rampant radio sticker right behind you, man.
Yeah, but then it got to a point, remember when we started doing a show and then all of a sudden the computer wouldn't work?
Yeah.
And kind of thing. And
I'm like, I know.
I gave that look to Dan, be like, Dan, I think this is it.
I know how that goes. Oh, man. We're still recording? Yeah, we're still recording. Yeah,
like, I started to feel like we were like the...
Like a burden?
No, like, yeah, like...
Or an afterthought?
The afterthought show kind of thing.
Okay.
So now...
So is that why the show stopped?
The kind of thing. I also got tired of it.
By that point, you were doing it for a couple of years.
I think 2 years.
Yeah.
But it got to the point that, you know, I hate knowing that on Wednesday I have to be funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of like, I don't want to do this Wednesday. I don't feel like being funny.
Right.
I'd rather do stand-up. I'd rather do this. And then I stopped doing stand-up to try and do this.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And then it just kind of like, wheels kind of fell apart.
And then it petered out. And then the whole rampant radio thing kind of stopped.
Yeah.
Well, also Ivan went through a lot of health issues publicly.
Dude.
So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and I really don't know, dude. I hope he's good, but, you know.
So if you started Fifth Base, what were the other shows that you were on after? Because you weren't on Chupa Podcast.
I was a guest on Chupa from time to time.
You were
a guest,
but you weren't on that show. Because the one time I was on the show was
because, by the time
Arnie? Chupa... early.
By the time Chupa had started, I had gotten a job in Broward County School, so yeah. I was out of Orlando. Oh,
you got a real job.
On the first day. And so by the time I came back for the different job, I would do the guest spots with Pedro, but it was already established, the co-hosting and everything like that.
It kind of sucked because when he didn't get the job, when he didn't get the job in Orange County and he left for Broward, that kind of sucked.
I'm going to
lose Dan.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a he's a friend and a collaborator. It's like
yeah, and they kind of motivated each other too. That was a big thing with it.
It's hard to find a good friendship like that, and then when for whatever circumstance it gets separated like that, it's hard.
Yeah, and it kind of but it also kind of sucked because I know he really wanted he's seriously about this teacher stuff, and it kind of sucked that he didn't get the opportunity to set himself up at the school that he wanted to. It would have been a whole different career
really.
Path,
that's what happened.
Yeah,
I lost the job.
Then I had to go down to Broward and get a opening until there's something opened up in Orange again.
Is that sort of like a like my mom? But when she started as a teacher, and she didn't start until she was in her 40s. Her first 2 years of teaching, she had to teach Spanish at Elizabeth High School in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Elizabeth is also known as E Town, and E Town Concrete is the nickname for the big ass jail that's right there. It's a terrible jail town, and that's where she taught. No, it was Morgan Freeman with a baseball bat type of school.
It wasn't one of those. My first school down in Broward actually was an upscale, well funded school. I mean, I had no problem. I was in Coral Springs.
You just had to go far away to get there.
Can I tell the story?
Was it possible to get to one of them Lean on Me schools here? Without having to move?
Didn't we tell the story in one of the podcasts already? Or was
I feel
in
like
between?
I did, but I'll say it again.
Okay.
So Dan was supposed to, was it university?
University High School.
University High School. He was working at Trust International with me, which was a hotel reservations hellhole.
Right.
Backslash, you
job.
Know.
Summer of 2010.
Drug rehab.
Okay. Way back in 2010.
2010.
So Orange County sends a thing. Has this person ever been reprimanded or anything like that? The two geniuses supervisors check yes. The reason he was reprimanded was because he wasn't upselling the hotels.
So I didn't consider it a serious reprimand.
It wasn't a sexual harassment thing. It wasn't cursing out. It wasn't workplace violence.
It was a sales issue.
It was a sales issue, but they checked the stupid mark.
Idiots.
And because of that, it stalled his
like a school cares about your sales quota.
But
for
all
so
they
stupid.
See is
this person's been reprimanded for something.
A box was checked, and they saw that I lied. Basically,
because you said
and
you
I got blocked off of Orange County.
Oh,
like I could not.
Yes, you told me the story.
Yeah,
oh,
I would not be
sucks.
Able to teach in Orange County. Ever
dude,
again.
I was oh, so mad. Yeah. I was so mad.
Yeah, you were mad for him, right?
I was so
imagine.
Mad because he left, and I'm still working at the company. And I'm like,
and it's your company.
And I'm like, you guys are idiots. Mm-hmm. And I used to tell him, like, you guys know you guys are idiots.
You know you're. Stupid.
And they're my supervisors, and I'm like, you guys just ruin a career.
And they're like, yeah, you know.
Like, oh, we didn't know that. They're playing dumb and, you know. But
that's why they're supervisors, because he failed up.
Some things worked for the better.
Yeah.
And hopefully this did too.
Maybe it was, you know, the Lord works in mysterious ways. You were supposed to get sent down to Broward and then come back up. And
yeah.
Did something life-changing happen down there that you brought back with you here?
Not really. No, I mean, it just. I got. Their budget dried up. I got laid off, and then I found a job in Orange County. That's basically what happened there.
No, I don't believe in the Lord.
Yeah.
I just show up.
Nope.
And I got a job.
So, and then in between, well, once El Chupa went down, you tried with Let's Do 30 for a little bit.
Yeah, but that was.
I enjoyed that one.
That was me at home messing around.
Right.
But it's me talking to someone for 30 minutes. And then when the 30 minutes was up, it was up.
Yeah.
I liked that. I was like, this is a great idea for a show. I was a listener.
And you know what ruined that for
what's
me?
Up?
Was that, what's
Wait,
that
who?
Stupid website?
Who or what?
It was a website.
Okay.
That build your...
Squarespace.
Thank you.
Okay.
Because every time I do the episode, I'll post it there. I can only post so many... And I wasn't getting the imaging right.
Squarespace, or are you talking about SoundCloud?
Squarespace,
okay.
Yeah.
Because SoundCloud has, unless you pay, there's a limit.
Yeah,
to
that's the thing. I didn't
want to
pay.
Yeah.
I didn't want to pay anything. And then putting the episodes in. And then I had my website and I had the episodes and everything like that. And then, you know, here's, and you know how I feel about numbers.
Yes.
I don't want to know numbers, because if I know numbers, then I start, it gets in my head and be like, then why am I doing this?
Right.
So I'd rather not know the numbers, do this, enjoy it, put it out there. Maybe somebody likes it. If that person likes it, you right. share it with some other people. It spreads that way, stuff like that. But I had access to the website, and I would see how many people
you would see. Sure.
And it kind of like, I was like, oh my God, this is a lot of work.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And it's just me. And I really was having fun recording the episodes with my wife, doing right. episodes with my wife. I wanted to do one with my kid and stuff like that. And then I was like, why am I doing this? Mm. What's the point? And for the longest time, I wanted to do podcasts, but I enjoyed coming out and doing Cinema Crespedizos once mm-hmm. in a while. I really enjoy that, talking about movies and stuff, doing Tom and Dan whenever I get a chance. But I kind of feel like I needed an outlet. Right. I need an outlet. And I said, the only person I'm going to do an outlet with, it'll be with either Arnie or is it going to be with Dan. Mm. And Arnie's in LA. There was nobody else. And if Dan said he wasn't going to do it, then I was going to harass Angel to
Puerto Ricans in Paris podcast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then what happened after Let's Do 30, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, after Let's Do 30, we just
there wasn't something between that?
No, I was just getting into by that time, or was it, Let's Do 30 was what, 2013, 2014? Yeah. That was when the old FSCW had closed due to some political stuff, and I by that time Jessica was just pregnant, so I took kind of a year off of everything.
Yeah, sure.
For the first year of Ben's
start
life,
the family. And everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Pedro came to me with this.
I was like, hey, I got an idea.
Yeah.
Like, I came to you and be like, yo.
Yeah, you did.
Because Chico was the one that told me, he's like, well, Chris is looking to build a network, hit him up for a podcast. I was like, all right, let me hit him up.
Yeah, because I was talking to Chico at the time. We were trying to work on something, but we couldn't work out the scheduling on that one. And then since then, he started his own podcast, Inside Chico's Brain, which is a nice little podcast. It's
pretty good. I like the podcasting thing. I like it. I really enjoy, in a weird way, kind of like producing mm-hmm. kind of the shows and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like helping out with ideas like try and get these people. Like I was trying to get Crespo get female like a female person here. And then right. Heather Shaw has her own podcast.
Yeah, well, yeah, we were trying to work on that one, but it kind of fell apart in terms of working together. Yeah. So, but yeah, I am looking for more diversification. I definitely thank God for you, me, and who else we got, and Simon. Otherwise, it's the white boy network, man. Boy, well, Dan, you're a halfie. And then also, the white half's Italian.
Italian.
60 years ago, that wasn't even considered white. So
it's still pretty second-class white.
That's that ethnic white.
Name an Italian president.
So me, yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So this is a little behind the scenes. Me and Ken wanted to do a sports show.
Right.
We talked.
Yeah, which I was like, guys, put something
Ken
together and I'm
the
in.
The most unreliable person.
Of course he is. Yeah, you know there that. Is.
Oh, I also have Lady Reptastic. Never mind.
Yeah. So I'm like, you know what? No, not right. doing a podcast with you. Come on, man. When are we going to do a podcast? I can't depend on you. Mm-hmm. You're the most unreliable person.
Just being honest.
Yeah. I like the theme that you're proposing to me, though. Like, educational. I was like, we can get...
Yeah,
I
because really you always like wanted to do something mm-hmm. like
and,
that.
And I like that because it was something that we didn't have on the network. Yeah, I wanted to do something that wasn't just dudes sitting around talking.
And it's weird because now whenever I go, let's do a podcast. What are you going to do? About us talking. It's like, dude, that market is flooded.
So saturated. Yeah. That's so 2010. Yeah, your show now has to have a theme, a point, mm-hmm. a hook, something that you can at least hang your hat on. Yeah.
Even now we're doing the history of this.
Yeah, it's so true. That's always
what every episode that does. When mm-hmm. Fresh Prince got their 100th episode, they did a recap.
Hey, those Fresh Prince, I hate TV clip shows, and Fresh Prince was the only one that ever did it right.
I love.
Because they added stuff, they added mm-hmm. them walking around on the set, going into the makeup room, and dancing, showing their routines and stuff. Oh, man, those are the only ones I liked. Love that show.
I saw Bright.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
It wasn't bad.
I haven't seen it yet.
It was not bad.
Well, they're getting a second one.
Not good.
They're making a second
one. Oh, they're making a second one?
Yeah, they
give it another shot.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad. Mm. It's not good either, but it's not bad.
I'm still trying to figure out season two of Westworld.
It's slightly confusing.
Wow. Jessica tapped out. She's like, what timeline are we on?
Yeah.
Can I tell you,
I did not bother with season one.
Don't. But season one is perfect, I think. And like the way it closed and everything, if it had just stopped there as a one season series, would have been considered one of my favorites. This season two is like all over the place.
It is all over the place. I'm enjoying it, but it is. I'm waiting for it to like come together cohesively here at the end.
Like what,
you know what
show? And I hope it's profound when it does, because otherwise I will kind of feel like I'm being jerked around.
What show is great, and I didn't even finish the first season when it first came out, and then when I had the surgeries, I said, you know what, I'll watch this. To the end. HBO's The Leftovers.
Leftovers?
There's only three seasons of that, too, right?
Dude. It's a short show. But it's so good.
Really?
Get through the first season. The first season's just like a setup kind of thing.
Okay.
Season two is great, and by season three, it's just like, it's beautiful, and then...
I heard that they changed direction from season one to season two.
It's what Lost should have been.
Well, it's Damon Lindelof,
yeah. So it's like what I think what this guy says, like, man, I dropped the ball real bad in Lost.
Right. Mm-hmm. So let me see what I can do now.
Yeah, because it's like Lost was great. And then then it got to the point, it's like, we don't know what to do.
Because we're making up as we go along.
Yeah.
More so than like traditionally make it up. Damon Lindelof is now working on a Watchmen series for HBO. There's always a but. It's a sequel to the series. It's picking up where the story leaves off.
Okay.
Yeah, so Rorschach's dead.
Yeah.
Comedian's dead. Dr. Manhattan is gone.
Half of the world is dead.
Half the world is dead. Well, no, half of New York is
dead.
In the comic book, half of New York is dead. In the movie, half of a bunch of cities.
Right.
I think they're based more off the comic book. The reporter gets... Yeah, so it's picking up after the reporter. They put out Rorschach's journal, all the fallout of that. So the show's going to pick up afterwards, which for me, I'm like, call it Watchmen? Just do something new.
I'm worried about it just because, and this is one of my problems too, and I'm getting into season two of Westworld as well, is everyone's trying to be brutal, suspenseful, Game of Thrones, the world is dark. Like,
Game of Thrones is so
Westworld is great because it was an intellectual thriller, and they're getting a little too dark in the second one, like, nothing is fair and everything. Like, I have my Nothing is Fair show. That's what makes it different. I don't want all the shows to be the Nothing is Fair show.
I tell you one of the greatest series, and you guys know how I feel about The Karate Kid.
Right, of course.
Oh, Cobra Kai.
But Cobra Kai was so much fun.
Some people really... I mean, that show actually has a very strong fan base right now.
I wouldn't be surprised if you see more series of movies that people wanted a sequel.
100%, because, yes, executives have no imagination. So if something is popular like a Cobra Kai, they're like, what other older movies can we find something? You're right.
It's going to... But it was so well done. Mm. Honestly, it was... I was telling you, it's campy.
Yeah. That's what I want.
But not purposefully campy,
campy. You can't
be... Yeah.
But they kind of like... The whole... I like that they went and they acknowledged some theories from YouTube and said, well, Daniel LaRusso's the bad guy. So they did that point of view kind of thing. But then, you know, it's honestly, if you have not seen it.
Next week, the wife and I have decided we're going to start seeing it. So that was good.
It's on YouTube Red, right?
It's on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I have anyway, though. So
You got YouTube Red?
I have YouTube Red.
See, so now we know officially. Like, Dan is the guy who will pay for his art. Pedro,
I have YouTube. I have YouTube Red because
the colonist took my country, so I am taking their entertainment.
That's fair. That is very fair.
And that was provided by Angel Hates that I have a Fire Stick too.
Same thing. Because he's such a music guy.
Yeah. You're a film guy and stuff like that.
Yeah, sure.
So Angel goes, oh, you doing that? All of a sudden, you're reading that Puerto Rico book, and because I made the
mistake. So now everything is everything.
So he gave me the idea. He gave me the excuse, but I made the mistake in Amazon. I bought so this is my three purchases that I did in Amazon in a span of a week.
All right.
I bought a tactical backpack.
Oh boy,
which was just for Disney.
Uh huh.
So I could put water in the kid stuff.
Okay.
Because we got the season passes.
Okay.
I bought a patch, a Velcro patch. Of a camouflage Puerto Rican flag because the tactical backpack has a spot for...
For Sablon, yeah, okay.
So I put the Velcro thing in there.
I got you.
And then I bought the book, A War Against the Puerto Ricans.
It's such a great
book.
So
I'm pretty sure that I am in an NSA list somewhere.
Uh-huh.
You know what?
Because of those three purchases.
Buying the book might get you on that list. You want to start a Macheteros 2.0?
No, I don't want to.
But want to quote.
I don't.
You don't want to wink, wink. Right. But we need to.
I don't subscribe to that.
Have you gotten to the section on La Princesa and the radiation and stuff?
Yeah, I got to the Princesa. I'm only in the third chapter.
Okay, right, what's the guy's name? The main guy, Alberto
Albizu.
My uncle met him. My uncle met him like after La Princesa. He said like his legs were all swollen. Yeah. He couldn't walk. He couldn't move around. But he got to meet him.
Pedro Albizu Campos.
Yeah, he's the revolutionary, one of the main nationalist revolutionaries.
Yeah,
and Crespo is one of the four people killed in one of the nationalist rebellions. Yeah. Not really a rebellion, but sort of a demonstration in the 50s.
Right.
Four people died, gunned down by the, I guess, the police, and one of them was a
So one of my favorite quotes, when tyranny is the law, the revolution's the order.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. In Spanish, it sounds so much different.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I mean, yeah. That's why in Spanish you call a dish ropa vieja. Ooh, that sounds delicious. Yeah, what does that mean?
Old clothes.
Like, get that out of here. What's wrong with you?
I make it, actually, for my white wife.
She must love it.
She loves it.
Do you call it old clothes when you give it to her?
No.
I mean, she's white. You gotta,
She likes it. She doesn't like... She likes me... So I make the ropa and I stew it, of course, for hours on end and everything.
Exactly.
But what she likes out of it is you take it and then you put it on grilled tacos as well. She loves doing that. The
that
melted cheese
really
and the crispy
tortilla.
And it's just sour cream and some lettuce with it. Man, she loves that.
Oh, so that's you do quesadillas. Quesadillas.
I mean, well, yeah.
Well, quesadillas got to be...
Like grilled tacos. Not like a quesadilla. I don't slice it or anything like quesadilla.
Yeah.
Grilled tacos.
Yeah, you're talking about...
quesadilla folded.
You're talking about presentation now.
Isn't it amazing that Mexicans have... it's the same dish, just...
Just all different, yeah.
Yeah, rearranged. Yeah, Italians do the same thing. Everything's cheeses and sauces and pastas.
It's all different shape
but,
of pasta.
No, but Mexicans, it's a tortilla. It's a tortilla. Do you want it fried? Do you want it...
Right.
Smash? Do you want it in a U shape? Do you want it? But it's the same dish.
I mean,
but the grilled ropa vieja tacos are fantastic.
That sounds amazing. Like, that sounds... I've never even thought of that. It sounds great.
Do it.
I mean, I grew up eating white rice and white beans. All right, what's say white rice and black beans? All right, what's say yellow rice and red? It's all. Right. It's all the same.
Yeah, I think I'm like, you know, before I knew anything, people were like, oh, arroz con pollo. I'm like, ooh, that sounds amazing.
Ooh,
And this one's like, yeah, it's chicken and rice, Dan. I'm like,
that's all it is.
There you go.
I got some in the fridge right now. You want to take it home?
Yeah.
Some people make it differently and stuff like that.
Oh, I'm sure. But I'm just
it's
like,
still just chicken
and
rice.
It's chicken and rice.
Every family you go to, you can go to 10 Spanish houses.
Yeah.
Try their chicken and rice. Each one is different.
That's true. Depending on the house I walk into, like the smells. Right. Every dinner smells. It's the same food, but every dinner smells different. Yeah, What's that all about? That's weird.
Yep. All right. So we got to get that. That being said, get that World Cup menu going.
That World Cup menu.
Yeah.
You pick the games. I'll do the menu.
Okay.
That sounds really good.
Weekend. We're going to have to do a weekend because that's the only time we can watch it.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It's going to have to be like a brunch barbecue.
Because the game is starting early.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because...
We got it. We'll do it.
What is that?
Oh, it's some vaporwave.
Yeah. July's pretty much out because of all the conventions.
Yes. No, but I'll see you in
August, right?
Yeah, August we do. Yeah.
No, I'll see you in July for
at the convention. Yeah, but I'm talking about like for that.
Yeah, but for you talking about for the
World Cup ends in July.
All right, so there we go.
It's only 2 weeks. It starts next week.
Okay, so let's get something going.
So the week of July 4th, I think it ends.
All right, perfect. Everything ends on the 4th of July.
Baby.
United States isn't in it. Ends on the 4th of July.
I know.
That's it. Your World Cup's done before our holiday.
But I think the United States has a promising upcoming team, nice and young.
Good. I hope so.
I'm looking forward to enjoying them in 4 years. In the background. Mm-hmm. In 4 years.
Hey, everybody. This has been Devils in the Details. The 25th anniversary episode.
The history of the Devils.
The history of the Devs.
Follow us on Twitter. Ooh, here we go. Hey, everybody. It's the old pal Lucifer. Here to remind you, follow the boys at the Devils Beats. That's their Twitter handle. Send them an email at the Devils in the Details Show at gmail.com. Support our friends and family, our brothers in the PFD Media on Facebook. Our shows are available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, and Spotify. Rate and review on Apple Podcasts if you can be so kind. This has been the Sexy Lucifer Boys. Going back to my shift on the midnight hour on FM in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. This has been a lot of fun. Please support my sons, Dan and Pedro and Chris. And show them some love. Let's get them 20 listeners by the next 25 episodes. Little by little. They're not asking much. Until next time.
Waiting on you, Beyonce.
Keep that Ouija board lit.
A PFT Media production.